I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And we are so happy that you joined us today. And we want to talk about making memories in the kitchen.
And what a fun topic that we are discussing today. And one of my favorite foods is nut meats. And I use them so much in baking, but I just not only enjoy nuts in baked product, but I love to eat them just from hand to mouth, right out of the sack, right out of the jar, right out of a mix, right out of it, doesn't matter what. I do like nut meats.
And do you have a favorite kind? I mean, there's just all kinds of nuts. We usually think of walnuts and pecans when we're baking.
But I also think about when I was a young child, and walnuts and pecans never appealed to me then. They always seemed to taste better. I have a bitter taste in my mouth. I always enjoyed almonds. I like Brazil nuts. I especially like cashews. They were my favorite then. But now, as a mature adult, I really do enjoy any kind of nut, but especially when they are toasted, because I think that process so much brings out the flavor of a nut, and it makes it seem warmer in my mouth, if that has anything to do with it.
Toasting them, and we're going to talk more about the details of toasting, of course, brings out that flavor. It helps the texture, I think. And if you're mixing it into a cake mix, muffin mix, and so on, it may even help prevent them from sinking to the bottom a bit.
And also, I think it helps prevent them from getting soggy in a baked product, too.
So there's lots of reasons to toast nuts. And as I say, we're going to talk a little more about that. But you mentioned the different kinds of nuts. And, you know, they are good for you. It's not, when you say by the handful, that's maybe enough at one time.
Okay. Oh, rats. I'm sorry to hear that.
just a nice handful is a gram. It doesn't. Or I mean an ounce, not a gram. An ounce. And that's usually considered a serving.
Okay.
You know, if you want to go with that.
I think I get my daily serving all
every day.
Yeah, with nuts.
But in terms of that little handful, they're going to range from 160 to 200 calories per little handful. So certainly much more than a piece of fruit or something. But they have protein in them, which other kinds of things may not have. And sometimes that's just a lift. Somebody, you know, you need a little bit of protein. And the other good thing about them, of course, is the kind of fat. They do not have much saturated fat, which is usually the kind we want to avoid. They have monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which we usually think of as the good kinds of fats. So that's another reason that nuts are a good snack for us rather than some of the other kinds of fat that we might have.
I have a friend who, whenever she gets hungry and needs a little pick-me-up, she just goes to the cupboard and grabs a little handful of almonds and satisfies her, and she's ready to move on.
And the other thing, saying that the satisfaction is because they have the fat in them, that's called satiety value, right? And so, yes, it lasts a little longer than a piece of sugary something.
Or about when we put peanut butter with apples or with celery, and that, too, extends the satiety value of the apple and the celery.
You bet. So let's talk about toasting, because there are just so many reasons to toast. I don't know of any reason not to toast them.
Some people may think, why go through that extra step? And I'm not sure if I know how to do that extra step. How should we do that, LaVon?
Okay, we have a choice of doing them in the microwave, of doing them on the stovetop, and doing them in the oven. And so I'm guessing, Miss Nene, you usually do them in the oven.
I do. I oftentimes, in my baking, when I'm doing, for instance, quick breads, and I have another batch of a cake or cookies that I want to get ready, in between that baking times, I will just take a jelly roll pan or even an 8x8-inch pan, depending on the size quantity of nuts that I want to roast and or toast, and I will put them on that pan without any oil, then stick it into that pan into a 350-degree oven. Now, depending on the size of the nut itself determines how long I leave it in the oven. Let my nose tell me if it's a warm, wonderful browning nut aroma that I'm getting, or if it's a burnt feeling.
Then you're too late.
Yep, I am. So I have discovered that when I roast walnuts or pecans, I usually leave them in the oven from 8 to 10 minutes. And of course, once you have that product in the oven, the nuts on the outside of the pan will get done faster than the ones on the inside. So about halfway through that timing, about 5 minutes through, I will take a wooden spoon and stir the nuts around in the pan, then let them finish toasting for the additional 3 to 5 minutes. If I am roasting all sliced almonds or slivered almonds, my goodness, about 5 minutes is the length of time that I want to have those nuts in the oven, because they're a thinner nut. They just don't take as long of time to roast.
So whether we put them in the microwave to do this, and I'll mention more about that, or whether we do them on stovetype, or whether we put them in the oven, there are some common things. One is the size mm-hmm. is going to determine how long you're going to toast or roast them. And they probably need to be stirred or shaken or some moved around, no matter which method you use. Mm-hmm. Another thing is if they are whole or in bigger pieces and you're going to use them smaller, it's better to chop them after you've toasted them.
And why?
Well, one of the reasons is that the flavor is a little better. You know, it'll burn a lot faster if they're teeny little pieces.
Okay.
And secondly, if you're going to chop them, you know how the little kind of outside kind
yes.
of flakes off? It won't do that as much as when they're warm.
All
I think
right.
the oil holds them together. And then finally, no matter which way you do that, if you're not going to use them immediately, they need to go into the refrigerator or the freezer if it's, you know, we don't all bake as often as you
yes.
do.
Yes.
So if we're not going to use them for, you know, maybe a month or so, they need to go at least in the refrigerator and possibly in the freezer in an airtight container.
Is there a length of time that they can stay in the refrigerator or freezer and still keep fresh their freshness?
Well, in the refrigerator, I would say a month or more would be plenty. In the freezer, you can extend that to more months, probably
okay.
up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that those, like other foods, don't get better with age.
Mm-hmm.
So use them up and mm-hmm. enjoy them when they're at the best.
And if you're not going to use them for baking, oh, what a wonderful snack that is. Just enjoy.
Or put them
a
on
handful.
Top of your ice cream.
Oh, yes, yes, which I love to do. That's my favorite way to eat ice cream.
And microwave toasting, usually if you're going to do that, it's going to be a smaller batch, just like anything you put in the microwave oven. It's easier if it's a smaller batch. Half a cup, you know, all of a sudden you need these and you don't mm-hmm. have them toasted. Put them in a single layer on a microwave safe container, plate, whatever, and probably put just a little bit of butter or margarine. I would just kind of put a little smear on the plate and then spread them out. A minute, it would be the usual's time. Stop, stir, and another minute, and they're done.
Wow, that's fast.
That's fast, yes. And then if you want to stovetop them, you're going to need a heavy-duty skillet.
Okay, like
cast iron would be good, but if you don't have one of those, you know, you need just a little bit of a heavier bottom on there. And this is a job, actually, I think any of these almost is a job you don't walk away to do something else, because
yes.
it happens, you know, even in the microwave, although it stops, versus on the stove type top, the heat is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to just pay attention and don't turn your back on them. Probably in a dry skillet.
Okay.
Medium heat, like a minute or so, and then stir them up, maybe another minute. And I guess the advantage is you can really see them.
Sure.
And if the reason you need to keep stirring here is because they're going to get hotter on the side that touches the skillet.
Okay.
So you need
versus an oven.
Yes, you need to stir them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Watch them carefully, and they're going to be so good. So good.
Okay, well, how do the children in the family fit in with nut meats in our topic today?
Well, if you're going to chop nuts, I think they can get out a lot of frustration by it, depending on what kind of chopper you have. And we're not talking about a knife, but we have
Correct.
Lots of different choppers. You know, you just, I'm thinking when we used to do the pumpkin rolls for the family crisis, we had to chop a lot of nuts. And I tell you what, we had one of those little things that where you have a container and you just push up and down.
Yes.
You get out a lot of frustration.
Yes, 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 you could.
But I'm guessing not many people have these, but did you have one of these in the home? It was a little jar, and
yes.
on the top was this little thing that had little wheels in it, and you had a handle you
oh,
turned,
yes.
you put them in the top.
Yes.
And the ground nuts came through to the bottom.
And it was so frustrating when if a larger nut piece of nut would get stuck in between those little fingers.
Yes.
And then you had to dig it out in order to make it work.
So great fun. And the other thing, you might just want to try out different nuts, have the kids taste different kinds of nuts, make sure it's not just walnuts and pecans. And we're going to put on our website a recipe, some of these hints. But also, just think about all the different ways that you can prepare nuts. The in thing is to add some heat. You know, it's not sugar and cinnamon, but add some cayenne or some cumin or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we'll share one of those recipes, too.
That's exciting. So listeners, just go to KJAN.com, click at the top of the homepage on programs, then click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and all the podcasts that we've had since we've initiated our show will come up, so you can get all these helpful hints with nut meats. We are so thankful that you joined us today, and we hope that you will tune in again next time. And remember, fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.